Something terrible happened at a nationally televised sporting event. At least you'd think it was terrible, given the stir it caused on social media. Here's what happened. During a break in the action, a camera caught two friends sitting together in the stands, actually having a conversation. If you were expecting more, there isn't any more. That's all that happened. No one argued. No one threw a punch. Two people simply talked and enjoyed a football game. What created the social media firestorm was who the two friends were. One was a well-known celebrity, the other a top political figure. People were furious that a staunch liberal and an equally staunch conservative dared to acknowledge each other, let alone sit and have a chat. Our country's divisions have always run deep. The trouble isn't that we disagree, it's that we oppose each other. We would do well to remember that two of our founding fathers, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, vigorously debated, but they treated each other with respect as fellow Americans. Speaker of the House Tip O'Neill and President Ronald Reagan frequently enjoyed social times together, even though they were fierce ideological opponents. Here's the simple truth. Acting intolerant or hateful towards someone with whom you disagree isn't progressive, it's childish. Whether you're a liberal, a conservative, or somewhere in between, there's always room to get beyond the labels and connect on a human level. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly. It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.